Today's daf is Kuf Yud Beis. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zeichar Nishmas David Yechiel Michel Ben Yeshua Chaim. Okay. Today's the Yahrzeit. Okay. I think we are up to the second to last line on the Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. So we're talking about Tza'a Apuma Dechatzba Kashal Aniyusa. Putting a plate on the opening of a barrel brings poverty. And now the Gemara's going to list more things that are detrimental or harmful. Man d'shasi maya b'tza'ei kashe libruktei. So one who drinks water from plates, right, he'll get some sort of eye disease. Okay. So Rashi says, u'da'achil tachle v'lo mashi yadei. One who eats, the definition of tachle is cress, whatever the cress is. One who eats cress and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, mifached tlasin yomim. He'll be anxious or he'll be nervous for 30 days, right? Rashbam says mafkid. So Rashi says also the enyo de'alama. He doesn't know why. It's like this, just this nervousness that you'll have. The muskar velo mashi yadei. If one does bloodletting and he doesn't wash his hands, mafached shiva yamim. He'll be have this nervousness for 7 days. The shakul mazaye velo mashi yadei. One who has his hair cut and does not wash his hands, mifached tlasi yamim. He'll be anxious for 30 days. For 3 days. The shakel tufrei below masha yadei, one who has his nails cut and doesn't wash his hand, mifached chad yoma. He'll be anxious for 1 day. And this summarizes up the lo yada makam mifached, and he won't know at all why he's nervous. The issue over here is that some of the stuff is brought down la halacha. It's about washing your hands, especially with the hair cutting and the cut in the nails. And questions comes up. There's a cutting nails. What happens if what about if someone else cuts your hair? What if you bite your nails? All those things. But these are brought down. This doesn't say tumor reasons here. The Rambam says it's for tumor reasons. This says here that it's for, so you'll become anxious. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah. I think it's brought down. I think it's in the Torah, in Simon Kuf Tazayim. Brings it down. Who, Reuben? Yeah, interesting. He has a washing station. How many people will make use of it?
I'm pretty positive he's not washing your hands, though.
It's not for the hair? That's not where they put the hair. That's not where they wash their hair. There's a cup in there.
Is that for men and women?
Interesting. If it is, it doesn't say any difference over here between... Not in Mr. Seish, it's my grandma. So, okay. Next one is also brought la halacha. This in this has, I think, more halakha ramifications for our kids. Tana is learned in a... Oh, sorry, I skipped something. Yada usya darga lefachta, yada puta darga leshinsa. So someone who rests his hands, like over here, by his mustache, on his upper lip, that's either... Two ways to read it. Either that means leads to someone being nervous, or it's a sign that someone is nervous. And yada puta darga leshinsa, one resting one's hands on one's forehead like this, that's either leads to sleep or it's a sign that that you're sleepy. It makes sense.
But
I don't know.
What's the issue?
Well, the first one says that if you do that, then you're going to lead to anxiety. So you don't want anxiety, so you don't do it. So let's say you don't want to go be sleepy. Don't put your hand on your forehead. Tana, right? Ochelin umashkin tachas hamita. If you have food or you have drinks that are under a bed, afilu mechupin b'chli barzel, even if they are covered with, you know, steel protection, steel utensils, ruach ra'a shore alehen, yet it is ruach ra'a, this evil spirit, then sits on them, or rests on them. The Rambam brings it down, and seems to indicate that the reason why this is done is because when you sleep, there's a bit of, your sleep is similar to mace, and it's more of a tumah issue on top of the foods. So it's a tumah issue. So, it's funny. We all know that they have their negavasa water next to the bed. Well, the whole reason why they have it next to the bed is they don't want to walk dalat amos with the ruach ra. So you put it under the bed, you get the same ruach ra on the water. So you got to make sure. Got to make sure it's under the bed. For those who don't, who do wash the negavasa for other reasons, then it may not be as big a deal with to have it under. You know, some people do. Whatever. It's yadav raskani yosheim. For other types of reasons, brought down for washing in the morning. But the whole reason is for the Negel Vasser is because of the Ruach Ra. Make sure not to put it under your bed, because you have, you'll be washing off the Ruach Ra with more Ruach Ra, which is just interesting. The other thing that is that keeping food under the bed, and those of us who have our kids in sleepaway camp, where do they keep their nash? Under the bed. Keep it under the bed. They have to be chosesh for this, to keep them keeping the food under the bed. And I don't think there's anywhere else.
My girl can do it.
Where do they keep it?
In the cabinets.
What, because of Ruach Ra?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Really? Who taught them that?
I don't know. I asked them why.
They learned it tomorrow?
No, I saw this many years ago.
Yeah?
They said, yeah, we don't leave it under the bed. I'm like, oh, man.
So because of Ruach Ra. Wow.
Most kids.
But we don't have a prophet. These are all sealed.
Doesn't matter. He said even if they're in...
I know, but...
He said even if...
It's steel.
He said even in the steel container. Even where a steel container, it says.
Is it an
exemption
for camp,
simply
camps?
I don't know.
It's not steel. Doesn't have a...
That's if you're talking about for tumah purposes. If you're saying it's a Ruach Ra issue, then what does the ceiling do with it? You rationalist, you. What are you doing? That's not what we're talking about. Okay. What's the reason why we do Shluch HaKein? Anyway, so... What? Yeah. So he talks over here, in the back over here, he talks about keeping food under a bed, and... He says, you know, put it, even if it's under in a kli barzel, the Ruach Ra goes in. The Rambam writes that you shouldn't put a tashel under the bed, even if you're eating, the Rambam writes the reasons you're afraid that Dover Mazik is going to fall into it. That's what you worry about. Something will fall into it, Dover Mazik. The Ravid right away, there's the Rambam in, I think it's Hilchot Roseach, it says here. And the Ravid on the spot, says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because of Ruach Ra. That's the reason. Actually, the Lechem Mishneh, the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi that quotes this, quotes both reasons. Either because of, you know. So, the Lechem Mishneh writes there, elsewhere, and we all know that the Rambam wasn't choshes at all for Ruach Ra. And he brings a raya that because when he brings the din of the Tfilas Adayim of Shachris and Hilchos Tfilah, he doesn't write that you need to do it three times because that's to get rid of the Ruach Ra. That's the way the Torah wrote it. And he's supposed to get rid of the Ruach Ra. He's not kosher at all because of the Ruach Ra. He also brings out a Tosfos and Chulin that the reason why we're not Nizhar for Ruach Ra nowadays is because Ruach Ra is not Mitzuyah these days. We don't have the concept of Ruach Ra. It's a Tosfos and Chulin on Daf Kuf Zayin. The same way we're not Nizhar about Zugos and Giloy and all those other things. We're not Ruach about that. We're not. We don't have that problem about that. Fine.
So you're saying it's not a problem, it's not...
maybe it's not Shriach. Maybe it's not Shriach. Maybe that's the issue, that's not Shriach anymore. But if you are Choshes for Ruach Ra, right, there are those who are Choshes for Ruach Ra, then you shouldn't be putting it under the bed. The quite another question is, what about... So that's with under a bed. What about, you know, those of us who are even a little younger and have kids in carriages? And under the carriage, the kid sleeps in the carriage, and you put food in the basket under the carriage. So there... There, more people have sad and to be makel. Oh, that's the right word. Not to be kosher. Shina Sarai. It's not the place that you use really for sleeping. It's not the thing for sleeping. You know, we have those parents who say, "Oh, my child only sleeps in the carriage. So won't fall asleep in the crib. Only sleeps in the carriage." All right, so maybe that's an instance with the child. I don't know. That's the definition of the carriage is still not for sleeping through the night. Whatever, ask your local Orthodox rabbi or teenager going to date to sleepaway camp,
a camp director.
That's the way. I think the oilam is not kosher for this, at least when it comes to a camp. I think there's other reasons why you should keep the food off the floor in camp, but that's just because you're living in the woods.
Right.
Right.
Some camps don't allow food. They should.
Some camps don't allow food. Right. The camps shouldn't. Well, a different story. Right. Why? Because of the health issue with the food. Lunch and canteen. What about canteen? Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, next. Lo yishta adamayim, lo b'leil revius, lo b'leil Shabbos. A person should not drink water on Tuesday night or Friday night. V'im shasan, if he did, dava b'rosho. It's all his own fault. V'bnei sakana, because of the sakana. So my sakana, what is the sakana that they're referring to? It's Ruach Ra. Some danger because of the Ruach Ra. The Im Tzache Maitakanti. Okay, but what if he's thirsty on these nights? Not to drink water. He's pretty thirsty. Come downstairs and you want to take water from the dispenser. What do you do? So what, how can you drink it without exposing yourself to the danger? So Lema, he should say Shiva Kolo Shamar David Alamayim Vahadanishte. He should say the seven voices, the seven sounds that David Melech said regarding water, even though water is not written seven times in these psukim, but they are all dealing with water because the first part deals with water. It's Kol Hashem Alamayim, El Kavod Ririm, Hashem Alamayim Rabim, Kol Hashem Akoach, Kol Hashem Bahadar, Kol Hashem Shovar Razim, Veshaber Hashem is Arzei Halavonam, Kol Hashem Chotzi Lavos Eish, Kol Hashem Yachol Midbar, Yachol Hashem Midbar Kodesh, Kol Hashem Yachol Ayolos, Vechalo Yachsof Yeros, Kol Omer Kavod. Right, Maggie Cheer's dream to have these represents. Right, so that's what you say. Now, the Elo, I guess for a reason he can't say it or doesn't know it, Le Mahachi. He should say as follows, some sort of magical incantation. Lul Shafan Anigron Anir Dafin Ben Kochvei Ben Bilei Shmeni Azilna Yasivna, which is basically Lul Shafan Anigron Anir Dafin. I know what that is. I sit between stars. I go between thin and fat people. I'm not sure what that means. And then he basically take from those people, maybe for them. He mentions other people. That there's a Ruach Rosh to go to them and not to him. Okay. Another alternative that you can have, Elo. Ika inish bahadeh to somebody else with him. What does he do? Ika inish bahadeh planya nisare. He should wake him up v'leimale, and then he should say, sorry, ika inish bahadeh nisare v'leimale. He should wake him up and say, planya bar plan nasa tachinamaya. So and so, whoever his name is, the son of his mother's name, which is interesting. Why he uses the mother's name as opposed to the father's name. Like, what's the connection here between Rafu or not? But it's not Rafu, this is prophylactic. This is, you know, whatever. Okay, it's interesting. Okay, so that just begs the question again. Why use the mother's name? Okay, so he says, I'm thirsty. And then he should drink.
I'm thirsty, water.
Right, but you don't say, you know, everyone's name, the daughter, it's whatever. Okay. Basically, I don't know, but maybe if there's somebody else there, I don't know what you're worried about. I don't know. And if somebody else is there, don't you have a Zugos issue? Okay. So the Elo, and if not, if there's no one there with him, Mikaresh Nachtama Achatzma Vahadanishte. You should make some noise with the lid of the container and then drink. I guess they're making a noise of scaring away the Ruach Ra. Not exactly sure. I guess you have to want to prove that someone else is with you. And if somebody else is with you, maybe the Ruach Ra won't attach to you because it only goes on to individuals. As much as you are. The Elo, and the last thing, Nishte Vamiti Vahadar Nishte. You throw something into the water and then drink. I'm not sure what that does, but you throw something in and then make sure it's not something that's Zabar Mazik, like the Rambam says, but and then drink. Okay, next. Tan Rabbanan, Lo Yishta Adamayim, Lo Minaharas, Lo Minagamim, Balayla, Vimshasa Adam, and Roshan, Vnei Sakana. One should not drink water from rivers or from some sort of ponds or lakes at night, and if you did, it's your own fault that you're going to have problems. Because of Sakana. Now you have to remember that there was the Bryce we just said, is drinking water only on Tuesday night and Friday night. That was drinking water out of Kalim. Here we're talking about every night it's a problem of going to the rivers and to the lakes. My Sakana, what's a Sakana? It's Sakana Shaviri. It's the danger of Shaviri. Shaviri is blindness. So that's what Rambam and Rosh Hashanah says, that is blindness. Okay? Fine. So, the Itzach. So
in
the context,
that's where you got water.
But you didn't do it at night. You could do it at night. Now, if you were thirsty, what did you do? So eat Ganesh Bahadeh. If there's a person with him, Lemele, Shetahem, Planya, Barplansa, Tzachni, Maya, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, I'm thirsty for water. Vilo, there's no one with him. Lemo Ihu, Anavshe, he should say to himself, not to the other person, say to himself, Planya, Amra, Li'imi, so-and-so, meaning myself, right? My mother said to me, is the hair you should be careful of, Mashvirei, Shavirei, Virei, Virei, Yirei, Rei. The opposite of the Nachman, raise, no, serious. Of where you raise the person, here's by breaking the name up and going down the level, you're sort of dissipating the entity, dissipating the spirit. Okay. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, says, Vafilo min haTamchoi, right? The last part of the Mishnah said that even if the person is supported from the Tamchoi, right, from the Tamchoi Shavis, he's Mechuyav, with the mitzvah of dalakosos. Yeah. So Moraes, which is Pshita, of course he's mechuyev in the mitzvah of dalakosos. Well, why would he be putter? Right, everyone's mechuyev in mitzvahs. Why would we make him putter over here? Okay? So Gemara answers, the mitzvah el afilu Rabbi Akiva. It only goes, we need it for the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who says, because Rabbi Akiva said, the Amar asei shabbat chachol vi'alz titztarech labrios. Treat your Shabbos as a weekday, not a weekday in Du Malacha, But don't accept a people, you know, take charity from other people for Shabbos. So what does it mean? I say Shabbat chol. So I think it means I say Shabbat chol. It just means that you know, usually during the week you only have two meals. So on Shabbos, if you better to have two meals than accept charity for the third meal. So maybe I guess you would have thought, that you know that includes not taking stock up for the dalakosos. Kavash v'lad, even those who are nistarech to the tamkoi need to get dalakosos.
Well, why wouldn't they accept the charity, but then you refuse it, something that they need, you're preventing the one who wants to give it, the mitzvah of giving it.
Well, that's one of the reasons actually why we don't even make a bracha on stuff, because some say it's dependent on someone's ask. Someone doesn't have to accept it. If you want to give me stuff, I don't have to accept it.
No.
Standard.
No, no.
I don't have to accept it. So the guy doesn't accept it. Okay, but Hakla, the answer is Hakla, Mishra Pursuminisa Modi. Here, because of Pursuminisa, so the Pursuminisa, you have to, so that the mitzvah is so important that you can afford to accept the charity to make the dalakosos. Okay, tiny debate, Rabbi, to debate Eliyahu. It was learned in the Brisa of debate Eliyahu. Av al pish amr Rabbi Kiva say Shabbat v'chol v'yatz tarech lebrios. Av al osu dover mu'ah besoch beiso. Even though on a regular Shabbos you're not supposed to. Actually, it's funny. I think it's the opening, right? It's the opening in the Mishnah Brura. The beginning of the Mishnah Brura talks about there seems to be a steer between two Gemaras about say Shabbat v'chol. Another one says that you should go out and make sure that no matter what, if you have nothing, you have to get stuff for Shabbos. Right. So open Mishnah Brura. So how does the two? How do they shtim? How do those two, you know, fit together? Those two memories of Chazal. So, Homer. So even though Rekiva says, I say Shabbat Chol, nevertheless, you're supposed to do something small in your house, make a small dish and honor Shabbos. Do something in order to honor Shabbos. Okay. Again, but this may only be, the way I explain it, only means it talks about Shabbos Shuddos. The issue revolves around, say Shabbat Chol doesn't mean you turn on your lights, it means you go to work, it means that you don't have to have a third meal, just have two meals. Okay. So my Ninu...
Well, kind of Shabbos guests, these have homes for, years ago in Europe. Come to shul,
you
had guests come
to right. The house. Right. It's the first Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. So my Ninu. So what type of dish do you have to prepare? Amar Rav Papa, Kasa the Harsana. It's actually small fried fish in oil and flour. Kidatanan. So we learned in the Mishnah. I'm not sure how this goes back. We learned in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah of Avos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Have a naz kanemer, be bold like a leper, kalkanasher, soft, swift as an eagle, raskat svi, fast as a svi, givok ari, as strong as a lion, lasos with son chavisha b'shamayim, to do the will of your father in heaven, meaning you have to exert yourself, I guess, to do mitzvah. So this poor guy has to, this really poor guy, not poor in Nebuch, but poor in Nebuch, and he has no money, he has to exert himself to do the mitzvahs and get some dish for Shabbos. Okay. Now, the idea, now we're going to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, I say Shabbat Chol was actually said to his son. And now we're going to go list a few other things that Rabbi Kiva said to his son. Question is, who was his son? Tana Rabbanan, Shibbat Dvarim, Sivir, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yeshua, but no. Seven things Rabbi Kiva said to his son, Rabbi Yeshua. So who is that? Rashbam has the Girsa of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. He said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, who ben Rabbi Kiva? So Rabbi Kiva kireyach haya, Rabbi Kiva was born bald, Kedarmina Mesechas Bechoros, Kol Chachmi Yisrael domim lefanai ki klipas Hashum chutz min hakerach hazeh, except for this bald one. So Tosa doesn't like that. Can't be that that's the case that they called him the bald one. Rashi Tosa says Teirish Rashbam dehu Rabbi Shu ben Karcha de Rabbi Kiva kireyach hayod kedarmina shahaya ben Aze Omer Kol Chachmi Yisrael domim lefanai ki klipas Hashum. Everyone's like a garlic chutz min hakerach hazeh. The ein nira she a Gemara kor also ben Karcha derakenai. He called guy the bald one. It's not really a flattering term. I mean, it may be true, but that's not something that you call somebody, right? The Einir Shia Gemara Koroso Ben Karcha Derek Inai Sharei Enoshu. His right is that the Naarim who called to Elisha, they said Alei Kerach. They got kind of they met their end. So they right. Ben Azai Karokain Derek Bedichusa. You know, said that it was a Derek Bedichusa that Ben Azai said. I'm not sure, but Machogas said who it was. Nevertheless, Rabbi Kiva had a son, Rabbi Yeshua. Whether it was Rav Shuvan Korach or not, Machlokos Rishonim. Okay, so what he gave him seven instructions. Number one, B'ni al teshi begova shal ir v'tishneh. Don't sit at the highest point of a city and study. Which seems to me that don't be don't be the leader of the city. It's if you want to be if you want to learn, you can't really be the leader, which I guess I don't know. Vajal of Shalom was kind of both, but that's what he gave to his son. Don't sit at the high point in the city. Again, don't live in a city whose leaders are Talmid Chachamim. This is a source for knocking, right? Do not enter your house suddenly. You have to knock. Happens to be there's the Ramban al Torah. I think it's how much when it talks about the Pa'amonim, the bells on the bottom of the big day Kohen. So the Ramban says it's because you're entering the house of Hashem. It's basically knocking. You know, you have to introduce yourself, announce yourself when you walk in. So through here, you knock on the door. Don't just walk in suddenly. What? First time. Yeah, I think so. The Al Timne Min Alayim Miraglecha. Don't walk without shoes. That could really be, be practical, or maybe it's not makubad for a Talmud Chacham to walk to be walking without shoes. Or I think maybe it's just to protect your feet. Hashkein ve'echol b'kayis me'echama. In the summer, wake up early and eat because of the heat. U'b'chor v'ne'atzina. In the winter, wake up early to eat because it is chilly. I guess because the food gives you sustenance, gives you strength, and you're able to defeat the weather. V'asei shabbat v'chol v'atzarach l'briyos. That's what we talked about, the jumping point we had. V'havei mishtadel im adam sh'asha'a misachek eslo. And you should engage in business with someone who's enjoying good fortune. Whatever, find out who's doing well and become a partner, I guess become a shutuf with them. Okay? Amar Papa. The Papa says, Lo le mizban minei lo le zunim le. Not to buy from him or not to sell to him, el le mevit shutufus ba day. But to become a partner. Become a partner with the guy who's been successful. Maybe just giving practical business advice. Okay. Now, Vahashtad Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Mer says, wait a second. The Papa said that this doesn't mean buy or sell from him. This means become a partner with him. Right? Vahashtad Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. My dixiv masei yadav berachta. What does it mean when the pasuk says by Eob that whatever he touched, sort of like the minus touch, right? I've given a bracha. It's kol hanotel pruta me'Eob. Whoever takes a pruta from Eob had a bracha, which means and who had dealings, whether you bought or sold from him. So you see, it's buying. It's not necessarily just going to shutlus, but it's even buying or selling from someone who's successful. So afil lemizban minei lazvuni leishaper damas. Even to buy from him or to get or to sell from him, to get from this person, you'll hopefully the good fortune will rub off on you. I don't know. Didn't think of that. Maybe. I thought it was just a nice thing that said you had a
practical thing. This is business.
Right. Okay, now the Gemara is going to cite, you just said the instructions that Rabbi Akiva gave to his son. Now it's instructions that Rabbi Akiva gave to Shimon ben Yochai. But remember, Rabbi Akiva was taken prisoner because he was teaching Torah in public during the Hadrianic decrees. He was taken prisoner and he was teaching. The Talmidim used to go behind the wall to learn from him. So now, have a little bit of a conversation between Rabbi Akiva and his Talmud, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Chamisha dvarim sivu Rabbi Akiva es Rav Shimon ben Yochai b'shosh chovesh beis hasurin. Five things that Rabbi Akiva instructed Rabbi Shimon when Rabbi Akiva was in jail. Amar lo. So first we discussed the conversation that led to this. So Amar lo. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said to him, Rebbe lamdini Torah. Rebbe, teach me Torah. Amar, he says, Eini lamdecha. I can't teach you. You're going to get in trouble. I'm not going to teach you. So Amar lo, Rav Shimon ben Yochai said to him, Im antam lamdeni, if you don't teach me, ani omer liyochai abba umosrech lamalchus. I'm going to tell Yochai my father, and I'll report you to the government. And he's already in jail, so I'm not actually sure what the report is going to be, but maybe he can be tortured, or other things can happen to him while he's in jail. So Amar lo, so he said to him, great line, he says, Bini, my son, yoser imasha ega rotzelino, more than the calf wants to suckle, para rotzelahanik. The cow wishes to nurse, meaning more than the calf wants to suck, the cow wishes to suckle, which means I want to teach you more than you want to learn. So he says back to him, Amar lo, but if I can't because it's dangerous, he says, Amar lo, umiba sakana, lo ega basakana. Well, but I'm the one in danger then. If you don't nurse the calf's the one in danger. So I'm the calf, I'm in danger if you don't teach me. So okay, Amar lo, so he says, fine, a few things. In bikashta lechanek, if you want to get yourself choked, hitalei b'ilan gadol, hang yourself from a tall tree. Okay, what does that mean? Rashbam, first white line. Lomar davar sheyishma lebrios. If you want to say something, right? If you want to say something to the crowd, v'yikablu mimcha, and they'll accept it from you. Umishum de nakat lishna de chanika nakat hitalei, because they said the lashon of chanek, they said the lashon of natila. right? But Elon Lama Bibde Rabba Omar Shemusa Mishmo. Basically, sort of like if you want to say something that you know is right, but they won't accept it from you, say it in the name of somebody, even if that person, you know, an accepted person, you have a Wotan Avra Moshe said. Did he really? Maybe not, but you know, they wanted to be accepted. So whole to do about this is whether or not that lie. Again, we've seen this Gemara. We've seen this Gemara elsewhere that we talked about it. Right. Okay. Fine. That's an interesting way of doing things. Okay. That's number one. Number two, Kishatam Lamed Ez Bincha, when you teach your son, Lamdeyu B'Sefer Muga. Teach him a book that's correct. That doesn't have mistakes. So my hearing, when does this apply? So Amarav Vitim Rav Masharsha B'Chadita. That's when you're learning fresh, when you're starting new, right? Shebeshta came into Al. Because you need a correct text then, because if you make a mistake when at the Girsa di Kanusa, then it's gonna stay forever. You see all the time, your kids learn davening and they learn a mistake, and then when they get to the Amid, when they're 48 years old, they're still making the same mistake. So you have to be careful when you're younger to teach them right. Okay, next one. Lo sevashel begedeira shebishi v'chavercha. Do not cook in a pot in which your friend has already cooked. So what's that talking about? He says, Gerusha b'chaye v'ala. Don't marry, and I guess have relations, with a divorced woman while her ex-husband is still alive. The Amar Mar, Gorush shenasa grusha arba deis mita. If a divorced man marries a divorced woman, there are four minds in the bed, basically. Each one may have, you know, in mind the previous spouse, and then that's not supposed to be a good thing. You're supposed to be speaking about the person who you're with when you have relations. I don't know, the Maisa, we don't say that. In Latin Maisa, Grusha should get married, and the daughter should get married, and they have children.
The way she gets out of that, right. Divorced, and she can get remarried.
Right, okay. Fine. Now, the next one's even a little more difficult. The Ibais Ema Afilu Balmana. He said it even applies to a widow. You shouldn't have relations or marry a widow, which also is not something that we accept, really. With Fi, why should ain't call it both shavos? Whatever. It's not every person is different. So there may be a comparison going on. That's not the good thing. Okay. Next, he says to him, mitzvah beguf gadol. If you want to perform a mitzvah and get profit from it, ochel peros velo sachar. What do? You should lend money to somebody who needs money and take as collateral their property. So you did a mitzvah, but you'll also benefit because A, you're going to get paid back later, and while you have the collateral, you get the use of the produce. So you can get extra. So I'm not sure why that's not rivets, but okay. And now, mitzvah v'guftar, if you want to perform a mitzvah and have a pure body as well, no se'isha v'lo banim. You should marry a woman, and then children come. I guess basically means, if you want to live your life in a pure way, you're supposed to get married and have children, so I guess maybe that takes care of thinking. Maybe it takes care of the yitzahara that a person will normally have once he has his wife. He shouldn't have those those worries. It doesn't have a permissible outlet for those types. Okay. Now we're going to quote other advice given by other Tanaim and Amarim. So Arba Devarim Siva Rabbeinu Hakodesh Ezbanav. Okay, Rebbe gave four things instructions to his sons. Al Tador B'Shachnetziv Mishum Deleit Sani Havu. Don't live in Shachnetziv, but it's a place because they're late Sanim over there. Umashvu Lach B'Leit Sinusa. And you're living around Moshe Leitzim, you're going to end up being a late. The Al Teshev Al Mitas Aramis, and do not sit upon the bed of an Aramean woman. So what does that mean? So Ika de Amri, some say, Lo Tigne Velo Kriya Shema. That means, he says, that don't go to sleep without first saying Shema. Kriya Shema Lamita. Right? The Ika de Amri, Lo Tinasiv Giyorsta. Some will say this means don't marry a Giyoris, which is interesting. Right? There are those communities that still have that prohibition on their members. The Ika de Amri, and there are those who say, no, it's Aramis Mamash, when we should Maisa the Rapapa, and involve the Maisa Rapapa. The Maisa Rapapa, we know the Maisa from the Gemara Brachos on Daf Ches, Rashi and Rashbam bring it differently, but the case was where he, some woman owed Rapapa money, and he had to go to her house to collect the money, and she didn't want him to do so, she had this whole plan, and she sat him down on the bed, and she put a baby down the bed, and then she killed the baby and wanted to claim that Rapapa, you know, killed the baby. Fine. Don't sit on the bed of an Aramean woman. Number three is Al Tavriach Atzmecha Min Amekas. Don't run away from the IRS, basically. Pay your taxes. If it's legitimate taxes, you have to pay your taxes. Because Dilma Mashachulach Peshachmanach called Islay. Because if they find that, they find you, they'll put a lien on you and they'll take stuff away from you. All right, so I'm waiting for my calendar because October 15th is coming soon. So you have to make sure you pay your taxes. But al tamod b'fnei hashor b'shasha olam min ha'agam. Do not stand near the ox or the bull when he comes up from the lake. B'fnei shasatan mirakeid bein karnav. I guess it's dangerous. The bull is dangerous at that time. The satan is dancing between its horns. That just means the way the ox is, a little crazy at that time. Stay away. It is dangerous. Amar b'shmuel b'shor sachor b'mei nisa. This only applies to a black bull, and only in the days of Nisan. Tanya Rabbi Osha says, "Marchikim mishor tam chamisha amma." If you distance yourself from a short tam, I mean the one that was not nogeach three times yet, you have to distance yourself 50 amos. But mishor mua kamlo enav. From a short mua, you should separate yourself as far as the eye can see. So Tanya Shmeid Rabbi Meir, Reish Torah b'tikula. Even if the head of the bull is buried in the basket that it's eating from, right? Sak la igra b'shili dagam mitutach. Go up to the roof and throw the ladder away. Well, run away from the shore. It's dangerous. You don't want to be near it. I'm not sure if the shore can actually climb up the ladder to go to the roof, but it may just be a euphemism for saying that you're supposed to run away from the shore. I guess that's not yours, as far as possible. Okay, next. I think it's a euphemism. Just run away. So Amarav, the shore comes back. Yes, I'm going to bring the ladder. Amarav, Nizhat the Torah Hein Hein. When you call a bull, I guess to come, right? I guess you want to chase it away. You say Hein Hein. Nizha the Ari Zezeh, for lion Zezeh, Nizha the Gama da da, for camel you say da da, and Nizha the Arba, the cry for a boat, is Hilni Haya Hila the Hiluk Hulya, which means Hilni Haya Hila the Hiluk and Hulya. These are, I guess when you want to get the workers. What? When you want to get the workers going, you say that. Okay. Fine. Amar Abaye. Or dag, because chamim, ubeitzim, kinim, levenim, kulin, karshin, ledavar acher. Right? Skin, fish, this thing called kos, hot water, eggs, white lice, are all harmful with regard to davar acher, which is translated as tsaras. Right? It's like they wouldn't say tsaras. I tell you, they don't say cancer. You say the machlo. Right? But that's all for davar acher. So, or, what does the skin refer to? Ma de gane amashko de tzalat, someone who sleeps on the unfinished skins of the tanner. Dag was fish, is shibuta biyomi nisan. You eat the shibuta fish during Nisan. Kos is what? Shiur the karsa da harsana. When you eat the leftover karsa da harsana. And chamim hot water refers to chamime de chamim mi shadru alai. Once accustomed to having really hot water poured over him. And beitzim refers to man de midrach aklifim, one who steps on eggshells. Don't step on eggshells. Right? Kinim levenim, white lice, is man de michwar levushe. Right? Someone who washes his clothing. They have an incubation period, I guess, for 8 days. So you have to wash your clothing, wait 8 days, and then check for the lice. If you put the clothing on right away, the lice comes, and that is difficult for tsaras. Okay, something else you should avoid. Amar Papa, Besa de Isbe Shunra, a house that has a cat. Lo Neo Be Inish Blomasta. You should not enter that house without shoes. My timer, why not? Because a cat will oftentimes, I guess, kill a snake and eat it. And there are these tiny little bones of a snake. And if the bone, I guess, gets into your foot, snake bone can't come out of the foot. And therefore, you got to make sure you're walking with the shoes. Sometimes the other way around is based on the less beishunra. It is a house that does not have a cat. Lo neo be inish bahakra. You should not enter in the dark, my taima, because if there's no cat, then there are going to be snakes. Right? Dilma michrek be chivya velo yodu mistakim. Maybe a snake will wrap itself around you, and you will not realize, and you will become endangered. I guess snakes were more common those days than nowadays. And that's where you'll see the problem with giloy. Maybe the snakes will put the venom in. Okay. Shlosha dvarim tzivu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi as Rebbe. Now these are three things that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, gave instructions to Rebbe. Okay, makash, that's a simon. Al tas mum ba'atzmecha. Don't inflict a wound on you. I mean, I don't understand why you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cover yourself. So the Gemara says, mahi, what does this mean? Means, lo tehave lach dina b'hadei plasa, techad have b'al dinach l'treisade. If you're in a litigation against three people, you're in trouble, because they're going to just conspire. One will become the litigant, and the other two will become the agent. You're not allowed to do that. But that's what they'll do, and you'll definitely lose. Okay? Yeah. What? He's no gay bedover, right? Yeah. He's no gay bedover. He's related to himself. he's prejudiced, all these things. He can't do it. He's a participant, but just, they may do some sort of subterfuge. So just be careful about that. Next, he said, "Al ta'amod al mekach b'shash she'en lecha adamim." Don't stand near the merchandise if you don't browse something you have no intention of buying. Maybe that's because it will cause the price to go down, or maybe it's because of Gnevas Das, whatever it is. If you're not gonna, if you have no intention of buying, don't go window. Well, if you have intention of buying, it's everything. But don't window shop by the Maserati store. You're not gonna buy it. Okay. And this one is Ishtecha Tavla. When your wife has gone to the mikvah, Al tizakek lo laila harishona. Do not have relations with her on the first night. Right, that's completely not what we do. So Gemara explains. So Amarav, that's Ubenir Doraisa. That only applies to someone who went to a mikvah near the Raisa, because near the Raisa, now she enters a Yumei Ziva, so she can potentially have a flow at any moment. So just be careful, because it's now, her Rechem is technically open, and the way, you know, the 7-11 days, but now, nowadays, he says, hold the hooks like Mayim Pasua, because the source of blood is already open. But Dilma Mashal Ziva, so maybe she'll have the Ziva. But nowadays, Poskim say, but nowadays, when we are Hoshis for Ziva through everything, so when she comes out of the mikvah, it's not even time for her to have any blood. There's no shash. If she does, there's a problem. That in the mitzvah is to have via on that night. Okay. Shlosha Dvarim Tziv Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda as Rebbe. Now these are three things that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda commanded Rebbe. Al Tetzi Yechidi Belayla. Don't go outside alone at night. Al Tamob Bifnei Haner Arum. Don't stand naked in front of the light. V'al Tichanes Lemerchatz Chadosh Shemati Bachais. Don't enter a new bathhouse. Remember, we've seen this before. It was very dangerous in the bathhouses. They were on stilts and the heat was underneath. They're afraid it would collapse. There was actually a tefillah they said about coming out from the bathhouse. Don't go into the new bathhouse because it might give way. Ad kama, until when is it considered a new bathhouse? Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, ad shnei mesachos, for 12 months. All right, the Gemara says now, v'al tamob b'fnei aner arum, don't stand naked before the light. The Tanya is learning in a brisa, home b'fnei aner arum, havi nichbe. One who stands naked before a lamp will end up being, he translates it here as being an epileptic. All right, v'amashamish b'satel or haner, havi lo bonim adichrim. If you have relations with your wife by the light of the candle or the light, you will have epileptic children. Tanura bonon, learned in a brisa, hamishamish mitaso al mito shetinok yoshin alea. If one has relations with his wife and the child is sleeping on that bed with you at the time, also tinek nichbe, that child will become epileptic. Lo amaron elo delo havi barshata. That's only said with regard to a child who's not yet a year old. Aval hai barshata leslamba. But if he's already a year old, you're not to be concerned about that. I guess if it reaches a certain age, you have a tznius issue. But that between under a year, you have an epilepsy issue. From a year to that tznius stage, you don't have an issue. The lo amaron elo de gadne lahadi kare. It's only said if the child is by the foot of the bed. Aval ganei lahadei reisha leslamba, but the child is by the head of the bed. There's nothing to be concerned about. Velo amaron elo delo manach yadei. That's also only said if you don't put your hand on the child. Aval manach yadei leis beit mar. But if you put your hand on the child, then there isn't an issue. Okay. Next, al teitzi yichidi b'layla. Don't go out alone at night. The sanya, we have a brayso that says lo yitzi yichidi b'layla. One should not go out alone at night. Lo le revius, lo le shabbosos, neither on Tuesday night or on Friday night. Mipnei, why? Agras bas machas. Because this agras bas machlas, I guess that's the name of some sort of shade, I don't know what that is, right? If she and her 18,000 or 18 myriads of angels go forth on those evenings, and each one has permission to inflict harm, meaning you don't have to wait, they all can go after you. You can get attacked by these 18,001 demons, I guess. So be careful to going out alone, especially on those nights. Mar says Mikara Havi Shrichu Kul Yome. Originally, I guess these Machla Barchilas were around every night. Zimna Prada Pogla Rabbi Chanina. So one day Agris Machlas bumped into Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Pogla Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Amrale, she said to him, E lav the Machlach Barakia, had it not been that they said in Shemayim about you, his Zaharuba Chanina Bisaroso, because it's be careful of Chanina and his Torah, Sakatik, I would have put you in danger. So Amar Allah, so Rechina Medov says, they think highly of me in Shemaya. I'll say something else. So Ichas Shavina Birakia, if in fact I am so thought of so highly in Rakia, Gozer Ani Elias Shlo Tavori Bishuv LaOlam. I make a Takana on you, and all your demons never to come through populated areas ever again. Goodbye. So Amar Allah, she said to him, Bimatusa Minach Shvakli Rakhaporta. So I beg of you to just leave me a little place where I can come. So Shavik Leish Abbasas Leir Revius. So he left over for her, Friday night and Tuesday night. And there was another time when she bumped into Abaye. Amrle, she said to him, he's Rab Nachmini b'Torah. So, and then that said in Shemayim, be careful, Nachmini. That was Abaye's real name. Be careful with Nachmini and his Torah. Have you second teach? I would have endangered you. So Amrle, Ichashmin b'Rakia. If you would have, if they regard me so highly in Shemayim, goes Rani Alaychi Shalot Havroi B'Yishuv Olam. I decree upon you that you will never pass through populated areas ever again. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ha Kachazin Da'Avra. But we do see, we in fact do see that this Agras Pasmachlas does pass through areas. So Amri, they said, Gazyasa Ninu Deshamti Susiva Asu Davri Luhu. These are demons. They've been traveling through these non-populated areas, and their horses ran away into populated areas, and they're going back to get their horses. Okay, we will stop here. Everybody have a good day.